Welcome to the Family Photography Marketing Podcast, where we dive into the world of marketing and help you take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Fiona, a marketing expert with 10 years of experience in the family photography industry. And in each episode of this podcast, I'll be sharing my insights and strategies for successful marketing to help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of digital and traditional marketing techniques. So whether you're just starting out or looking to fine-tune your marketing approach, this podcast has something for you. So join me and let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Family Photographer Marketing Podcast. Today we are going to be talking about two things. The first is looking back at past seasons to better prepare for future seasons, and also the idea of becoming a local expert, which is something that I just talked about a little bit on my subscriber channel on Instagram. That it's a subscriber channel I named Mini Marketing School. It's only been going for 1 week, but it's really fun and it's really nice for me because it gives me a really, really good insight into exactly what you guys are struggling with. And so I can answer questions directly and also know what I should talk about more on this podcast as well. I really want the two of them to be paired together because listening and learning is one thing and taking action is a whole other thing. So if you are on Instagram, please check that out. And what we're going to talk about first is this idea of looking back at past seasons to gain insight on how we want the next season to go. So right now in this time of year, for the majority of states in the US or wherever you might be listening, we're kind of in the middle of two seasons. So spring has already sprung and summer is right there on the horizon. So one of the best things you can do in this scenario is to look back at the past season to get your first little bit of data about how you want the season to go differently. And I'll be including a PDF. You don't have to put your email or anything. I'm going to link it right in the show notes to go to the download. But it's a past season reflection and then a tool to kind of look ahead at the next season. So I think that'll be really helpful. So how I broke the PDF down is describe your past season. So in this case, we can do both spring and summer, depending on how things are booking for you. Because I'm a big observer of the marketing of family photographers, what I've noticed that happens every season is that some photographers have a jumpstart on their marketing. So they already have clients booked for spring when the flowers are blooming and things are pretty. They post those images and then other photographers think, oh my gosh, I really want to do that as well. And then they start a really, really late marketing promotion that often ends up not booking out because it kind of goes against our other principle of people needing to see things 7 to 10 times before they book. So if you don't give yourself enough time for marketing, then unfortunately you're kind of can be late to the game. And then it starts this vicious cycle where you don't have content for the next season. So instead of utilizing your time, maybe if you don't book sessions out, to get a ton of behind the scenes content of a couple model families, holding on to those images, right? That's the hardest part. Not showing them right now if the flowers are done or the season is over or you need to move on to the next season, and just having that basically as a content bucket to help future you, so that future you, 2024 rolls around, spring's 3 months out, you have a bucket of content that you created from last season that then you can use to draw people emotionally into the sessions that you want to book out, because our imagery is our biggest asset. Oh man, I'm having trouble speaking today. Is our biggest asset. So we have a huge leg up, like I've said before, on other businesses who don't produce beautiful imagery as the thing they're selling. We do that, but we often don't use it strategically. So if you were to look back at last spring and you find yourself in the same boat as last spring where you didn't really book any clients, so you thought, okay, well, next spring, I will book more clients, but you still don't have any content because let's say all your content is fall families, then you just continue this cycle and your spring continues to never really book out. So if you are in that boat, then what I would encourage you to do is just, if you're not booking anything because you don't have content, that's okay. That's normal. That's totally normal. And for anybody selling anything, it's really hard to sell it if you don't have any images of it. So it is okay to create images of that, of what it is you want to sell next season, in a model call-esque way. And I've done a past episode on how to run a successful model call, but basically you want to super overutilize those images. You want to get the client so on board that they can have some storytelling content from their point of view. And then you will just set spring 2024 you up for such success. So if you're in the middle of spring right now, things haven't booked out the way you want, but you really, really want to have a successful spring next year, you have to take action. That's the only thing that's going to help you. Okay, so if we're looking back at that past spring, the way I broke out the PDF is I said, describe your past season in one word. So that's really a good way to try to really honestly take a look. And you can do this at this point in the year for both spring and summer. So spring, how did last spring go? And then you can say, how's spring going right now? What do I want? What can I do now to make sure it's better? And if you've had an amazing spring, then you can lean into that feeling as well and know that, okay, what you did this year worked. When we pay attention to our outcomes, we are so much better at predicting the future. So then I broke it down further and I said, what were your three biggest wins of the season and the three biggest challenges? And that's important because, like I said, if you've had things that are working, you may forget what those things are if you don't note them down now. And then when the next season, when the next year comes around, you may forget the actions that you took that led to more bookings on the calendar. So that's why you want to actually pay attention to the things that went well as the things that haven't gone as well. There's a section in here that I think is really important, and it's called Who Supported You This Season. And I think sometimes that's underlooked. Is that a word? Overlooked is a word. Underlooked? I'm going to make it a word. People who were supporting you so that you can make sure that you have that support again in a year. I've seen this so many times where there's been a job change with a spouse or a partner, or kiddos move into new sports and their schedules change, or they start going to school, or something big changes, and then suddenly you don't have the support that you need to actually create time to market, shoot, blog, post on Instagram, edit, and then you are stuck supportless. I'm making up all new English words for this episode. So you guys are so lucky to learn so many new English words from me today. All right, the second part of the PDF is about looking ahead. I really like this because oftentimes when we look ahead, we are doing so without a clear idea of how we want it to feel. And that idea of running our businesses off feeling is really, really valuable because, like I've said before, the main emotion I run my business off is resentment. So that is my fear point. If I get to resentment, I put the brakes on immediately and I know that I'm somewhere I don't want to be and I need to make changes. And when I feel that heart swelling, creative, joyful feeling, I know I'm in the right spot because being a creative entrepreneur who produces art is especially challenging. And I want to be in that happy, happy, joyful mindset as much as possible and out of resentment as much as possible. So the looking ahead says brainstorm 2 to 3 words that you want to embody this season. And I really love the idea of how do you want to feel? How do you want this summer as you book out sessions? How do you want to wake up every day and be prepared for those sessions? There's probably feelings that you don't want to feel that maybe you feel right now. So then I wrote, and I'm not really like a big woo-woo type of gal, but I did use the word manifestations in here. And I know that that word can be a little bit problematic, but I also know that putting things out for yourself as a goal can kind of switch your focus to something positive. So if you say, I really want to feel this way, and you continually keep your focus on feeling joyful, creative, fulfilled, you will be more likely to do actions that keep you in that mindset than if you if you just don't set any intention for the season. So the PDF breaks down 3 small manifestations and 3 big ones. So that would be like, if you had the most ideal summer ever, what would that look like? And then what are 3 small things that would be wins for you that you know you could achieve? And then it says 4 ways you will push yourself out of your comfort zone this season. So I really think that growth comes in tiny moments of choosing action over inaction. I really think that is the differentiator for most businesses that find themselves booked out with clients who trust them and businesses that are stuck in scarcity. And then it says, pick one word to embody this season. So the one word that you want summer to feel like, it could be joyful, creative, inspired, fulfilled. All these words that you could just say, this is how I want my business to feel. And of course, it's not going to feel like that every second. You're going to have moments of pain. You're going to have moments of rejection. You're going to have moments of failure. You're going to deliver a gallery that you love and have crickets, which is 90% of my life, which, side note, I've noticed that the delivery of a gallery, if you're all inclusive like I am, is a forward moving process. So clients get the images and then they think forwardly, like, what are they going to do with them? They're downloading them. They're looking at them. They're loving them. And responding to the photographer is just something that not a lot of people do. And so if you want to release your hold on the feedback that you feel you need from clients, you can do that. I've been living in that reality for about 5 years now, where no news is good news for me, and I really do not have any emotional baggage around a client not responding to their gallery. So I just, as a side note, want to put that out there, because before I was in that mindset, it was a little bit of a debilitating story I was telling myself about what it meant that nobody was responding to my galleries. But then I would run into them in person, or I'd see them next year, and they would have nothing but great things to say. So if you are stuck in that, just know that that's a choice. You don't need to continue thinking those thoughts. All right. Last thing I want to challenge you all to think about, and I talked about this in the mini marketing school, which is try for one of the seasons, either this season or next, taking on the role of becoming a local expert. So instead, our businesses are local. Oftentimes when we look at how other people are marketing, they are running businesses that sell products maybe to people anywhere in the country. That's a common business that I see, right? Like when I'm just being a consumer online. So their marketing strategies are very, very different than a local business. So I do feel like photographers as a whole get stuck in this mindset of marketing to the masses, when really we need to be marketing to a very, very local base. And this not only can inadvertently really help with our SEO, but it can really help us to solidify ourselves in our town as the go-to person for whatever your photography niche is. So for example, because I always like to use myself, as you guys know, I am in growth mode with my studio. So I'm known for my outdoor work, not as known for my studio work. The studio work is what I'm really trying to build up, because I have noticed as my girls have gotten older, a lot of my outdoor work has come at odds with their schedule, the sports and things they're doing. So one of the things I'm doing is I'm going to find a local mom, and we are going to tour around my town and find all the fun things to do with a baby under 1 in my town. And I'm going to finish that day out with a few mommy and me shots of her in my studio. So I know that people travel from nearby towns to my studio. And when they do that, they kind of want to make a day of it. So I'm going to show them all the best things that they can do, because I want to be seen as a local expert in my town. This also really opens up more in-person opportunities for me to talk to people about my business, which I think is going to be extremely vital going into the next year and maybe the year after. Plus, it just helps you to recognize the value that you do bring to your clients. You're not just a photographer. You know so much, and you know how to help them in areas that you may not even be aware of if you don't explore them. Okay, so again, I'm going to link up the past season reflection PDF right in the show notes. You can go and grab that and kind of work through it. And then I really would encourage you all, if you are on Instagram to join the mini marketing school just because it pairs so well with this podcast. So I will be back next week and I will see you guys then.